Today's verse is Romans 12, verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. If you've been following along through our feasting in the Word, you'll be able to recite Romans 12, 1 from yesterday. Let's say it together on three. One, two, three. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. In verse 1, Paul is urging the Roman church, offer your whole body, your whole life, to God as a living sacrifice. Just like animal sacrifices in the Old Testament were to be holy, without blemish, we're to devote our entire bodies as best as we can to God. And coming back to today's verse, verse 2, we get a similar appeal to offer up our minds to God. The appeal is, be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Have your minds changed and morphed by God. We do not transform it ourselves, but the appeal is, be transformed. And of course, the one with the power to change our minds is God. This is similar to Isaiah 40, 31 from Wednesday, where they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. God is the one with the strength, and when we look to him and long for him, he renews our strength, and in this case, he renews our minds. He makes them new and much better. The but right before this means this is in contrast to being conformed to this world. Throughout the Bible, God calls his people out of the world. The world refers to the desires of the flesh, the worship of creation instead of God, the thought patterns that do not have God in the picture, etc. All of this due to the effects of sin. And it's really easy to think of examples in our lives about how we can be conformed to this world if we are not careful. I remember at the young adult retreat last month, several people in our small group were sharing about how they had coworkers who were talking about stocks lately. Coworkers who said, oh, if you invested this much in Tesla, you would be this rich right now. And many of our small group members confessed, when our coworkers talk about stocks and investing, we find ourselves falling into an earthly mode of thinking, where life is about keeping up with others and getting rich. However, God calls us to have minds molded by him instead of being molded by the world. When our minds are renewed by God, then by testing, you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Again, we'll be able to discern or to tell what the will of God is, which is awesome since God's will is good, acceptable, and perfect. God's will is everything we really want because his way is best. All other ways that are not God's way come up short. What does that phrase, by testing, mean? Paul says, by testing you may discern. Some versions translate that part, that by testing, as that you may prove. I think it means that we know what God's will is, and then we take that step of faith and experience God through it. In Genesis, God tested Abraham by telling him to sacrifice his only son, Isaac. And when Abraham decided to obey what he had heard, he came to know God in a deeper way. His faith was realized and proven. And I think when our minds are renewed, when God is leading a certain way, we test it by going how God is leading. And when we experience the fruit of that, we come to realize, yes, God was indeed leading in this way. And this will be a positive feedback cycle of discerning, obeying, testing, seeing the results. And this all leads to greater discernment, and so on. As an example, at Symphony, we practice listening to God and then praying for others, sharing what we think God may be saying to that person. And the more we do that and actually experience people moved because they felt that our prayers were from God, the more we want to keep doing that and to listen to God more. In light of this verse, perhaps now is a good time to take a step back and pray for our minds. We can ask God, in what ways am I being conformed to this world? What areas do I need to be transformed by you, God? There may be obvious thought patterns that we know we need to surrender. Or maybe in prayer, God will bring to surface some things that have just recently developed. Let's pray that all of our mind, just like we prayed yesterday for all of our bodies, to be renewed by God, so that we can know and experience His will more and more. I'll pray for us. Lord, we want to experience you more. We want to be able to discern your will. So Lord, we pray that you would transform our minds. Lord, we so often get conformed to this world, but Lord, we pray that you would instead be the one who's shaping us and molding us and changing our minds, changing it so that we can be in tune with you and to discern your will, God. Lord, we lift up our minds to you, pray that you would expose any things that, any patterns that need to be surrendered to you. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.